You're listening to SBS News.
Election night was a tumultuous night, with President Trump declaring victory and demanding that votes stop being counted, with millions of ballots still not tallied. The Trump team has launched demands for recounts and legal challenges to some of the results, claiming voter fraud, and Mr. Trump has reportedly been calling Republican governors all day. Republican lawyer Rudy Giuliani says there have been massive irregularities in Pennsylvania.
Not a single Republican has been able to look at any one of these mail ballots. They could be from Mars, as far as we're concerned, or they could be from the Democratic National Committee. You have a reputation for dead people voting, and we're going to go look at just how many dead people voted here.
However, in reality, there seems to be little evidence of fraud. Not every Republican was in support of the Trump campaign's moves, including former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge.
And regardless of what the president might say, and I'm grateful and truly grateful that so many Republicans, so many conservative Republicans have repudiated his remarks as being inappropriate, I'll say un-American, because to a certain extent, he's tried to disenfranchise not only millions of Pennsylvanians, but millions of voters in Michigan and Wisconsin and Nevada and elsewhere. So, Mr. President, you were wrong. You were properly repudiated by multiple sources, including some of your Republican friends.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden has recorded the highest number of popular votes for a presidential candidate in American history, even beating Barack Obama. Joe Biden told supporters it's a clear win for the democratic process.
Democracy is the heartbeat of this nation. Just as it has been the heartbeat of this nation for two centuries. And even in the face of a pandemic, more Americans voted this election than ever before in American history. Over 150 million people cast their votes. I think that's just extraordinary. And if we had any doubts, we shouldn't have any longer, about a government of, by, and for the people. It's very much alive in America.
Mr. Biden says he's confident he'll have the necessary electoral college votes for a victory. There have been protests during the day calling for President Trump and Vice President Pence to stand down. Detroit, Philadelphia, Chicago, and Seattle were among the cities that saw protests demanding that every vote should be counted, while thousands marched past boarded-up luxury stores on Manhattan's Fifth Avenue. Meanwhile, supporters of President Trump rallied in Phoenix, Arizona, as outstanding votes were counted after the network said the Republican stronghold state had been flipped to Joe Biden. They demanded to be let inside an election department, and some tried to get in claiming to be journalists, apparently in a bid to put pressure on those counting the ballots. One of the closest results has been in the state of Georgia, which has been under intense scrutiny as one of the so-called battleground states, where a swing either way could influence the whole outcome of the election. Georgia officials have decided to keep counting through the night rather than take a break and finish off in the morning. Richard Barron is the election chief in Georgia. He admitted to CNN that he and his team had felt the pressure.
We want to make sure all the votes count. And it's an immense pressure because this is an important election. All presidential elections are important, but I think there's been a lot of focus this year on this presidential election. And we've been preparing for months. So, yes, it's a lot of pressure.
Meanwhile, leaders of both major political parties in Australia have weighed in on the United States presidential election. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Labour leader Anthony Albanese have both reiterated the strength of Australia's alliance with the US and are calling for patience while votes continue to be counted. Mr. Albanese says he has faith that the US system will ensure a fair outcome.
I think that democracy is too important for it to be undermined by any individual, and I think that the United States institutions and its democratic values, which are at its core, can't be undermined by anyone.
The election is balanced on a knife edge, and while Mr. Biden is currently in the lead, the results are still far from certain. Alan Lee, SBS News.